I was chatting it up with my neighbor today who bought the old farm next door. He's been out of work a while, but said he'd been doing a little consulting this past year. Consulting. Boy, I like the sound of that. Conjures up visions of bathrobe and slippers, a cup of joe, and a home computer screen. Sounds good, I offered, semi-envious. Well, he countered, I don't know about that, but it's good to make some money for a change. Ah, indeed. And isn't that the question for all us South Enders? How much money versus how much work? Or, as I opine to my neighbor, what's the bottom here? What's the least amount of money we need to live so we can have the time to do just that? Live. Sure, it's probably germane to a more global audience too, but let's be honest. This is the burning question on the sloth-inducing South End. How much is just enough? When do we draw a line in the beach sand and say, no mas? Admittedly, it's a slippery equation, one fraught with peril. Floor closures, collection agencies, repossessions, divorce, severe depression. But obviously we didn't move to the end of a skinny-ass island off the beaten career path looking for a management position with a high-tech startup. Those people retire here. The rest of us, we're hoping to retire here too, just a lot earlier. Without a pension and without a 401k plan. Let's just say it's a high-wire act without the safety net. Sure, plenty of us slipped, hit bottom, and couldn't scrape ourselves off to try again. You don't get second chances down here. Bank isn't going to offer grief counseling, and Tai Store isn't going to extend your credit. It's a hard road when you screw up. Paradise when you balance the risk to the reward. Point is, you want to keep both in equilibrium. You need help. Call me. I'm available for consultation.